The only thing that I feel maybe to say a couple things about is as a way of getting started this morning are a couple thoughts about walking with the Lord or staying close to the Lord. And I'll try to describe what I'm kind of seeing or feeling about that and see if it can lead us into a time of discussion or sharing. I was looking at this morning, Psalm 25. Psalm 25 has always been one of my favorite psalms. It always kind of reaches my heart. And I'll just read a few verses, starting in verse 4. It says, "Show me your ways, O Lord. Teach me your paths. Lead me in your truth and guide me, or and teach me. Lead me in your truth and teach me. For you are the God of my salvation. On you I wait all the day. Remember, O Lord, your tender mercies and your loving kindness, for they are from old. Do not remember the sins of my youth nor my transgressions. According to your mercy, remember me for your goodness' sake, O Lord. Good and upright is the Lord, therefore he teaches sinners in the way. The humble he guides in justice." It's actually the word judgment there in the Hebrew. "The humble he guides in judgment." That's how it says it in the Spanish too. "And the humble he teaches his way. All the paths of the Lord are mercy and truth to such as keep his covenant and his testimonies. For your name's sake, O Lord, pardon my iniquity, for it is great. Who is the man that fears the Lord? Him shall he teach in the way he chooses. He himself shall dwell in prosperity, and his descendants shall inherit the land. The secret of the Lord is with those who fear him, and he will show them his covenant. My eyes are ever toward the Lord, for he shall pluck my feet out of the net." I don't have great words to describe kind of what I'm feeling about some of these scriptures, and nothing better than what David says here, but I've just been feeling more, I think I could say more and more, that there's a place, is to say it one way, where that God has created a place that God has made where we can stay close to him. And we can walk with him. And that place is shown to us in a lot of different scriptures in different ways. Right now I'm just thinking about the time where Moses says, "Let me see your glory," and the Lord says that that there's a place nearby me. I'll tuck you in this cleft of the rock, and then I'll pass by you. And most people who read that see, I think, Christ being that place where God tucks them in to this place where they can be close to him. And I think that that's absolutely right. But I was thinking more along the lines of just even just the reality of a covenant. It's mentioned twice in this scripture, in this passage here. All the paths of the Lord are mercy and truth to such as keep his covenant and his testimonies. And then the secret of the Lord is with those who fear him, and he will show them his covenant. And really, all that a covenant ever is or ever has been has is and has been forever. a place where man, a way, place, relationship, person, where man can walk with God, where man can stay close to God, where man can learn to not depart from God. That's really all that the old covenant ever was. In a lot of types and shadows and pictures and symbols and figures, it was very simply a way to walk with God and not go out from him, and to stay where he is and to feel what he is, and to experience who he is, and to allow the journey of walking with God to be like a cleansing, changing, renewing, regenerating, reviving relationship. That's really what a covenant is. When God was teaching Israel the things of that covenant, he was teaching them how to live in such a way that they could stay close with him. I don't know if you remember all the places where God says, do this and do that, or don't do this because I'm in your midst, because the Lord walks among you. Or he'll say, when he's talking about things that are unclean or things that are shameful, he'll warn them and tell them these things have no place in this covenant, no place in this camp, because the Lord is in your midst, the Lord is among you. And Israel didn't understand that that was his motivation. And I just feel like we don't understand that that's his motivation today. The reason he teaches us his covenant is, again, the secret of the Lord is with those who fear him, and he will show them his covenant. And the paths of the Lord are to such as keep his covenant and his testimonies. The reason he gives you a covenant, or the reason he gives you testimonies, or the reason he gives you things, or teaches you, or causes you to feel and know and reveals to you the things that are contrary to his will or to his life, it's not to establish a religion. It's not to all the different ways that man looks at what it means to be a religious person or a Christian or whatever religion. It's entirely, I think you could say, from the purpose or the perspective of God, to make a way, to make a place where man can stay close to God, and man can learn. And here's what every little detail of the covenant was: man can learn how to live in a way that he never departs from God. To live in a way that he never departs from God. And again, in the Old Testament, all we have is outward pictures, but that's all that's really all you can, it's all that's, I mean, it's very kind of the Lord to give us all those outward pictures, because you can't really give inward pictures of what this means. You can't just describe it inwardly. You can't say, okay, to keep the new covenant in the gospel, it means wash this cup and pour this blood here and go out from the camp if you've committed this. Or you can't describe those things inwardly. You have to first, if you're going to describe them, you have to describe them outwardly. And then the Spirit of God can show you what all those things mean inwardly. But you can't really, one person can't tell another person what it means to walk in the new covenant. I mean, I can just give you the basic idea of what it's about, but I can't teach you how to do it. It's impossible for me to teach you how to, or for you to teach me how to keep the covenant, because it's a completely inward place to stay, a completely inward way to walk with God. It has to do with boundaries and things that are clean and unclean, and wise and unwise, and leprous inwardly, or healed inwardly. It has to do with boundaries that the mind and the eyes can't see. It has to do with a way of worshiping God, knowing God, fixing the eyes entirely on God. My eyes are ever set towards the Lord. I will wait on you all the day. has to do with all of these inward ways of dealing with an inward law that don't have outward descriptions or outward rules like the old covenant did. And so I feel like it's really it's very kind of the Lord to give us kind of an outward picture of these things, partly just to point us in the right direction, partly to show us the nature of what it means to walk in a covenant, partly to show us the reason why you even gave a covenant. You gave a covenant because you wanted a people to dwell with you and to not depart from you and to learn how to walk with you in your ways, which is what this humble he teaches in his way, the humble he guides in judgments. Show me your ways, teach me your paths. All of these scriptures that I just read. Him shall he teach in the way that he chooses. The outward old covenant was a place where a people could stay close to God. And by staying close to God, they could be changed by God. And they could, by having their eyes in the right place and their heart in the right place, and by not departing from God by living in what is contrary to God, they could grow in his life and his nature, his power, his light, his truth, his healing, his restoring, his freeing, his victory, his increase, his worship, everything that was good and right and good for a soul to experience. The people could experience that, and every way, everything that comes out of man or can be done by man, desired by man, acted by man, everything that could grow on a man, be spread through a man, everything that comes from flesh is shown in that old covenant to be something that puts in jeopardy that relationship, that way of walking with God. And I hope that everybody, when they read the Old Testament, that you don't just get bored with the details, but you really see what God's doing when he's making rules about a covenant, when he's teaching a covenant. What he's really doing is saying, here's how you stay close. Here's how you keep walking with me. Here's how you don't depart from me. If you ignore the law of the covenant, which is an outward, again, it's an outward description of things in the days of Moses. It's not just that you're going to make me mad. It's not just that you're going to break the rules. It's not just that you're going to mess up being my people. It's not just all the ways that people just think about it, that you're going to get punished. It's not just that you're just going to not have your sins forgiven. It's not just that you're not going to beat up the bad guys. You know, whatever the natural mind thinks about those things, all of it, every little bit of it, is because God is making a way. This is what a covenant is. Making a way for man to stay close to him and to not depart from him. And that is the only reason that God began to reveal a covenant and to teach a covenant to Israel. Now, again, they had a law, and that law was an outward law, and it was an outward description of an inward life or an inward way. It was an outward set of rules, or set of precepts or testimonies or statutes that all described an inward relationship and all of the ways that the heart had to stay on the right track to be found walking with God. Every rule, every law, every statute, every testimony of the old covenant has that end, has that goal. Do this, not just outwardly, but inwardly, but do it, and you won't depart from me. And if you don't depart from me, you will, as you're walking with me, progressively know me and grow and all that I want to do in you, and all that I can heal in you, and all that I can fix in you, and all that I can change in you, and all that I can redeem in you. And if you just stay close to me, Well, what's the new covenant? It's the same thing. It's just the fulfillment. It's just the completion. It's just the thing aimed at. It's the thing pointed at. It's the place. It's the way that's close to God. And it has a law. But there's no way, again, I say this again, there's no way to learn the law of the new covenant by reading a book. You can't learn the new covenant by reading the New Testament. You just can't. The New Testament describes the new covenant on every page, but you still can't learn the new covenant by reading the New Testament. I recommend you read the New Testament every day. That's a great thing to do. But the covenant is the law of life. It's the place near God that you have to learn. And you have to learn it from the one who teaches it. You have to learn it inwardly in your heart. You can't just wash a pot and kill a goat and take a bath and wash your hands and bring an offering. You can't do that and keep the new covenant. Those things were pictures. Those things were outward arrows that pointed to an inward reality. You can't just learn doctrines. You can't just read the Bible and understand Romans and then think you're walking in the new covenant. That's not the covenant. The covenant isn't the knowledge of scriptures. The covenant isn't and some people have an idolatrous relationship with the scriptures, honestly, because they read them and study them and learn them, memorize and quote them and sing them, and yet they don't ever turn to the one who teaches the place that is near to God in the heart where you have to stay. And that's a wrong relationship with scriptures. But the law of the new covenant is this place that is close to God, where he tucks you by his spirit, and then he teaches you as you walk in it not to depart from him. That's it. It's a place close to God that is Christ, that is his life. It is the law of the spirit of life in Christ Jesus. It is the law of liberty from the flesh. It is the royal law. It is a perfect place to live if you will just keep the covenant. But how do you keep the covenant? Well, first of all, you have to learn it. And you'll never learn it without your heart turning to the author of it, the writer of it. You'll never learn the covenant unless your intention is not to learn the Bible only, to learn religion, to learn activities, to learn what to believe and what not to believe, what to teach in children's church, what to not teach, what books to read, what books not to read. That's not how you're going to learn the covenant. That's not what Psalm 25 says. If you're humble and fear the Lord and cry out to him, show me your ways and teach me your paths and lead me in your truth and teach me. And the humble, he guides in judgment. And the humble, he teaches his way. And all the paths of the Lord are mercy and truth to him who keeps the covenant. And the secret of the Lord is with those who fear him. And he will show them his covenant because their eyes are ever towards the Lord. That's how you learn the covenant. Because that is how, when you live like that, when you fear your own life and understand your own fleshly nature to be a continual obstacle in your relationship with this unbelievably kind and good and loving God who has made a place nearby him to tuck you in. If in humility you don't want to go outside of the boundaries of it, and in the fear of the Lord, you fear what it means to leave him and depart from him, and you have your eyes towards him and you wait upon him all the day, then he teaches sinners in the way, and the humble he guides in truth. The humble he teaches his way. That's how you learn the covenant. The fear of the Lord is with those who, the secret of the Lord is with those who fear him, and to them he will show his covenant. The covenant is a place, it's a life that is, it's a way of walking with God. It's a way of staying in His current, in the current of life, in the stream of His Spirit. It's a way of learning boundaries, the boundaries, where things end and where other things begin. That's what a boundary is. It's where one thing ends and where another thing begins. It's a way of learning where spirit ends and where flesh begins in your heart, in your mind, in your decisions, in your will. He teaches you the covenant. He teaches you those things. You can't learn them. You can read a book that describes everything perfectly, and yet you will move the boundary lines if you're not taught them by the Spirit of God. There's a rule in the Old Testament. Don't move the boundary lines. It was one of the laws. Don't move the boundary markers. I think they were big stones, you know? A bunch of guys, if they wanted to, could go out in the middle of the night and roll those stones and change someone, and suddenly their property's even bigger. Don't move the boundary lines, the ancient boundary lines. There's ancient boundary lines between life and death, between Adam and Christ, between flesh and spirit, between you and God. There's boundary lines where flesh begins to get involved in the things of the spirit and tries to mix with it. You can't learn those boundary lines just by reading, by hearing. You can't learn them by listening to me. You have to be taught the law of the spirit of life in Christ Jesus. You have to be shown the place. There is a place close by me. I'll show it to you. I'll put you in it. I'll teach you how to stay in it. I'll show you that everything that comes out from the flesh defiles you and threatens you and makes a way for you to depart from me. I'll make a way for you to learn these things and to keep away everything that you touch that is dead, as you see in the old covenant. Will bring some measure of separation. Everything that you love that is contrary to my spirit, everything that grows in your home, on your walls, any kind of mold, anything that's dead that falls into your vessels, everything that grows on your flesh and spreads from flesh to flesh, everything that is contagious, everything that is that comes out of man. Everything that man does that is not according to the law of the life of Christ, it's guilt, it's transgression, it's sin. All of these things I'll teach you. I'll teach you. If your eyes look always towards me, if you wait upon me all the day, if you're humble and fear the Lord, then I'll teach you my covenant, because my covenant is the place that is safe. It's the place where you can walk with me. And if you'll just keep my covenant, if you'll just learn my covenant and learn to keep my covenant, which is an invisible, unspeakable life that flows right next to me where you can live. If you just keep my covenant, then there are great benefits to all who keep my covenant. Everyone who keeps my covenant changes. Everyone who keeps my covenant, I clean them from leprosy. Everyone that keeps my covenant has progressive victory over their enemies. These are just all the statements of the Old Testament. Everyone who keeps my covenant draws near to my tabernacle. Everyone who keeps my covenant has clean hands and a clean heart and a circumcised heart. Everyone who keeps my covenant learns how to worship me in spirit and truth. Everyone that keeps my covenant stays close to me and doesn't defile themselves with the unclean things and the unclean foods. And I'm not talking about natural food, rather what your soul feeds upon. Everyone who keeps my covenant stays in that place and learns from experience the boundaries of where my life ends in them and theirs takes over, where my thoughts end and yours begin. Everyone learns those boundary markers, and you learn not to roll that stone either. And that's the place near me that you can walk and where you can stay. And every single, friends, literally go back and next time you're reading through the Old Testament, just notice how many times over and over, God says this, especially when you're reading the prophets. This came upon you, Israel, this judgment, this drought, this defeat by your enemies, this division between Judah and Israel, all of this, all of the misfortunes, all of the defeat, all of the lack of crops, all of the captivities, everything came upon them for this one reason. You'll see it over and over and over and over and over again throughout the whole Old Testament. And it's just one thing. You didn't keep my covenant. You didn't stay in the place that is close to me. You didn't learn to abide in that place. You didn't walk. You weren't the humble that I guide in judgment. The humble are guided in judgment. What a wonderful promise. The humble are guided in judgment. Every failure to experience God's kindness and goodness and love and mercy and forgiveness and blessing and victory and everything that he promised was 100% due to the fact that they didn't stay in the place that's close to him. So I just have been feeling more on a personal level recently, a little bit maybe more of the benefit of learning to keep the covenant. And also feeling like it's a possible thing. And also feeling like I can see more and more the consequences of being a covenant breaker. A covenant breaker steps out from that safe place. That's all it is. That's all that happens. God doesn't get mad. He just watches you walk out of the safe place into every form of self-destruction that man has been able to invent for himself by following his own will, by walking in his own pride, by ignoring the boundary markers, by living the life of self. I think that maybe is all for now, at least that I have. Maybe we can talk about it.